Of course, every state fair is a great state fair, but our annual trip to the Minnesota State Fair proves that Minnesota has the best state fair. At least for me. The fair creates an excitement for people from all walks of life. Here's a sample from the 2017 Minnesota State Fair. It's early morning when I'm recording this. I'm on the streets at the state fair, and not everything's gotten started yet, but there's certainly a lot of people here. And so here I'm talking with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Shoreview, Minnesota.
Shoreview, Minnesota. Is this your first time at the fair?
No.
Have you come a lot of times before? Sounds like it.
Yeah, I've come here since I was little, and now that I can work here, I'm working here, so.
Awesome. Where are you working?
Sweet Martha's.
Oh, that's good. I was over there by Sweet Martha's, and they weren't too busy yet. When do you start your shift?
10.
So 10 o'clock?
Like 5 minutes from now.
Oh, so I don't want to make you late, but one of my few stops that I always make at the fair is Sweet Martha's. What's it like working there?
It's busy. It's whenever you're serving cookies, it's person after person after person. Cookies are going everywhere.
Is it kind of crazy in there?
A little bit, yeah.
What are some of the things that happen that make it really fun to work there?
Everyone that works there is just super nice, like always laughing, smiling, the music's pumping, so it's always high energy and nice people. So
I've worked in coffee shops and I never hear the music that's playing. Do you actually hear the music?
Yes.
What kind of music you play?
Depends on who's in control. Like sometimes it's like 80s music or country music, or late at night it's like pop music. Depends on time of day and person controlling it.
And do you keep track of how many cookies you make in a day?
No, too many.
So I know it's like one, how many trays is it for that bucket?
Depends, like 1 to 1.5.
Well, 1.5 of those trays for that big ice cream bucket of cookies.
Yeah.
How many do you think you make in a day? Any idea at all?
I've heard some managers say like almost 1 million a day.
Wow. I know we have the stats at the radio station about how many are made, but I mean, you must make thousands and thousands just yourself.
Yeah. Depends. I don't like, sometimes like they're not really going out, so we have to like keep throwing them out, but like.
Oh, you throw the cookies out?
Well, no, they don't throw them out. They give them to us.
Oh, good. I was worried there for a second. And you don't look like you weigh 400 pounds, so that hasn't been too much of a problem yet.
Yeah, thankfully.
And what do you do when you're not working at the fair?
I either go with my family or my friends, or I don't do anything at all because I work a lot.
Are there things that you like to see at the fair every year?
I like to see the baby animals. That's always the best part.
are you talking about the ones that are just babies in the barns?
Yeah.
Yeah, not you don't watch the Miracle of Birth one?
No, I just like to go and pet them.
That's good. I saw yesterday on my way down, I saw a whole truckload of baby pigs. So they maybe were coming to the fair.
Oh, cute.
They are cute. So when you're not working at the fair or going to the fair, how do you spend your days?
Well, I work at Caribou Coffee, so I work there most of the time.
Awesome. I'm a former Caribou person, so that's awesome. Good. I was so happy to find my Caribou Coffee in my hotel this morning, so that was good.
Oh, fun.
So you work there, and are you going to school?
Yeah, I go to Moundsview High School, which is in Arden Hills, Minnesota, so spending most of my days there next week.
It starts next week, doesn't it?
Yep.
What grade are you?
I'm a junior in high school.
Junior in high school, and are you already bored, stiff, and ready to be done?
No, I'm actually excited to go back to school, believe it or not.
Like, I believe it.
Like, I'm actually excited to, like, do something and, like, see my friends every day.
Yeah, it's a big myth that people hate going back to school. I think a few people do, but not everybody. So what do you like about school?
Seeing my friends every day and, like, actually learning something, like, I don't know, because most of the summer I just worked or sat at home, so it's nice to do something all day.
That's good. So you're going to be at Sweet Martha's, and what do you have to say to someone who's coming over to Sweet Martha's today? What should they do to prepare for their cookie adventure?
Bring a bag, because they're always stacked super high, and everyone's asking me for, like, extra cones, and I'm not allowed to do that. So bring a bag, or, like, go to, like, the main booth, which is over by the DNR building, or, like, the Hill booth, which is kind of by the Kidway, because those are less busy than the grandstand ones, and you can get cookies faster and when they're more fresh and hot, instead of getting like the ones that are a little older.
I love my Sweet Martha's cookies.
Oh yeah, even though I do get sick of them sometimes, it's fun to work there.
That's awesome. Well, Sarah, have a great day at the fair.
Oh, you too. Enjoy.
Thank you. That's Sarah. She's from Shoreview. She's at the fair, and go see her at the Sweet Martha's booth. If you can figure out which one she's at, that'll be fun for you. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Brett Carter, connecting you to the Minnesota State Fair.